A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the worst day of the year on the New York Stock Exchange. The Dow plunged 800 points when the bond market signaled a possible recession. I'm Maria Chaleo.
Second, heavy rounds of gunfire in the streets of Philadelphia this afternoon. Six officers have been shot. ABC News is reporting, fortunately, the injuries are not life-threatening. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever.
We have this accident southbound I-215's East Belt, about 3900 South. Now, it's out of traffic on the right shoulder, but it's causing delays back to the Foothill Junction and I-80 area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-90s. I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Six police officers in Philadelphia have been shot and wounded as a standoff continues. The home in the city's Tioga-Nicetown section surrounded by SWAT teams and ATF agents. ABC's Maggie Kent on the scene.
From my vantage point, there is a lot of neighbors now standing behind this yellow tape along with us, and they want some answers. But we've been told by police officers when we hear those shots going off, to duck, to get down towards street level. I can tell you there are numerous squad cars and also parked cars that are between us and the shooting scene, so we are in a safe location.
ABC News contributor Steve Gomez, a former FBI agent on the detective work, which is now underway at the scene.
You want to figure out who is tied to that residence because you don't know who the actual shooter is. So they're doing all kinds of searches right now, database searches, to try to figure out who's attached to that residence. And they're going to start to try to establish communication with that person, if for any other reason, just to get him to stop shooting.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. Remember that landslide that closed Little Cottonwood Canyon and other canyons last week? Well, UDOT is still cleaning the mess up. KSL TV's Jed Bohl has the latest on these cleanup efforts in Little Cottonwood. He's joining us live. Jed, what do they still have to do? I mean, they cleared the road on Saturday.
Yeah, Jeff, they're not only just still cleaning it up, they're really still trying to assess exactly how big this repair project is going to be. They've been cleaning for 6 days. You know, we all saw that video when people were driving for their lives to get out of the way of those mudslides last Thursday. Well, 6 days later, those road crews are still removing a lot of mud, a lot of boulders from the road. They're still taking out truckload after truckload of debris that came down off of those hillsides.
I can believe it. You know, I went up Little Cottonwood Canyon the next day, a few hours after they opened it. And as I looked at the site of the mudslides on the side of the road, the piles of dirt were higher than my car. But there was also still a stream rolling down Little Cottonwood Canyon.
Yeah, exactly. You know, those are the kind of slides that have rearranged the shape and the look of that canyon over hundreds and hundreds of years. So imagine those kinds of slides coming down periodically. Now, the people who work up there tell us that those were the most massive and the greatest number of slides that they've ever seen up there. But certainly over the millennia, this is the way that the canyon is shaped. One of the things that happened that they noticed when they took a helicopter up to assess the damage the other day, they noticed that there was an extra source of water about three quarters of the way up the mountainside that they had not noticed before. They believe that the mudslides actually unearthed and opened up and revealed a spring that is now sending water down the hillside, so they have to find a way to deal with that.
I would understand. That would explain why there was a stream running down the middle of the road on Saturday. Okay, Jed Bohl will have more about this on KSL TV tonight at 6 o'clock. Thank you for joining us from Little Cottonwood Canyon. KSL News Time, 4:49. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Ricky, how's the rush this afternoon?
Well, we have unusual delays going from eastbound I-80 to southbound on the East Belt. Eastbound slowdowns will start as you're passing or approaching 2300 East. and they'll continue down to where we have an accident southbound I-215's east belt at 3900 south. On the opposite side of the valley, heavy and slow westbound SR-201, Redwood to Bangor. And again, as you're passing 5600 west, southbound I-15, slowdowns 2100 south through Midvale. Northbound I-15, that's jammed up Bluffdale to the south interchange. Michelle?
Well, it's still bogged down. This is 5600 west between California Avenue, 3500 southwest valley. Scattered delays on Bangor Highway. Those span from Salt Lake all the way down to Riverton. Making your way southbound I-15 into Utah County, typical delay at the point of the mountain. That eases by about SR-92 Temp Highway. Looking good to Provo after that, Steve.
And we still have slowdowns in downtown Salt Lake City. 300 East still shut down between 5th and 7th South. Also 6th South closed between 2nd and 4th East. Avoid that area. Use an alternate. Southbound Foothill Drive, scattered slowdowns filling in from Sunnyside out to almost I-80. You're on northbound I-15. Expect delays as you leave the downtown area up to the north interchange. Then you're back up to speed. Got more slowdowns, though, from Park Lane up to Hill Air Force Base. Northbound 89 all gummed up through Fruit Heights, Main to Cherry Lane. And from SR 193 as you approach the I-84 interchange, the South Weber Drive delays between 9th and 1900 east both directions. See Gentry perform live at the Davis County Fair August 14th, presented by First Community Bank Utah. Tickets on sale at davisfair.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, the 7-day forecast now. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, a good-looking 7-day forecast ahead. Lots of sunshine and temperatures still above normal. Tonight, clear, full moon, beautiful. 66 for the low, 96 and sunny on Thursday, 92 mostly sunny on Friday. We'll stay in the low to mid-90s through the weekend and then get back to the mid to upper 90s as we start next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
93 degrees in Salt Lake City. It's 89 in Ogden, 94 in Provo. 452.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
That girl is...
It's no secret. Everybody knows that the big drug companies care more about profits than people. We pay twice as much for prescription drugs as other countries, just so they can keep raking in billions and billions of dollars. And it has to stop. Now. Representative McAdams is fighting to end the drug company's greedy practices. And now that Congress has a real opportunity to cut skyrocketing drug prices, it's time for Washington to get the job done. No American should have to choose between buying medicine or buying food for their families. It's absolutely shameful. The big drug companies spent nearly $175 million for lobbying last year and more than $6 billion for advertising. You know that they can afford to lower prices for people who depend on their medicines. So let's get this done now. Utahns are counting on you, Representative McAdams. Stop the greed. Cut prescription drug prices now. Paid for by AARP.
If you see news, text us, please, at the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. The number is 57500. I promise you, we read every one.
Hey, this is Dan the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's our ultra mega back to school blowout sale. We have hundreds of thousands of dollars of ultra high quality laptops and desktops on sale for up to 50% off the original prices. We've got demos, scratch and dents, trade-ins, and funny colored computers. It's crazy. Remember, you get a lifetime service guarantee on any PC Laptops brand computer. That means if you mess up your Windows or you get a virus or spyware, it's covered forever. Got an old yucky computer? No problem. We'll take it in on trade and we'll transfer all your pictures, music, and all your stuff to your PC Laptops computer for free. When you get your computer from PC Laptops, we'll make sure you're taken care of for a lifetime. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $799. PC Laptops, we love you.
We're approaching the end of summer. Think of all the things going on in your home all summer long, in and out, the kids, the pets, you, guests, you name it. All of those goodies now that have sunk down deep into the fibers of your carpet. It is really time to call my friends at Zero Res. I'm Doug Wright, and especially if you have allergies, keeping your carpets well maintained makes all the difference. As a matter of fact, my friends at Zero Res recommend that for anybody, you clean your carpets about 12 to 18 months, even more if you suffer from allergies. I mean, after all, we clean our clothes, we clean our dishes, you wash your car. Why not clean your carpets regularly? regularly. 2, and Zero Res is scientifically proven to remove the highest level of soils, giving you the highest levels of clean available. And they clean your carpets the right way. And this is a great deal for the month of August. $33 per room. Clean 3 rooms, they'll clean your 4th room for free. Some minimums and restrictions apply. Mention you heard this from Doug Wright when you call and schedule your carpeting. Give them a call. Search Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL News Radio. Fresh fears of a recession sent the Dow plunging 800 points today. The S&P 500 dropped 85. The NASDAQ lost 242. We have more coverage of the markets coming up just after 5 o'clock. A big American fork-based business analytics company is hiring some big names. The Deseret News reports Domo is bringing on 3 executives who previously worked at Adobe and Microsoft. KSL Drive's Ford is recalling the 2020 Explorer and the Lincoln Aviator SUV over a possible crash risk. The company says the cars might be missing a part that keeps the car from moving while parked. To see if your vehicle's affected, you can Google Ford Explorer recall. Walmart has taken down about 1,000 third-party items from its website after the 2 mass shootings. The company says the products violate its policy against glorifying violence. Some of those items include pro-gun T-shirts. KSL News Time, 4:56.